Good afternoon. I am Dom.
I am Jamie.
Welcome back to the Cutting Room Floor. Before we get into it, make sure you like and subscribe, or we will possibly die.
Comment below.
Yeah, we might die.
And special shout out to Brett Sintz, who said we're funny AF.
Yeah, hey, shout out to you.
Yes.
You know, we may think that, but I feel like other people around may not agree.
Yeah, it feels good to know that we're not as self-serving as we think we are.
I don't know. We're a hit in public, though.
Oh, like when we're out. Yes, that's true.
It takes us.
That is very true.
Dude, that lady at the Ren Faire with the fucking stones.
Oh, he's fucking
hilarious. You had her dying.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But yeah, thanks, fella. Appreciate it. So, today, oddly enough, we're doing this film. We had it planned, but it aligns with a recent event that just occurred. Tears out. Rest in peace to a Batman.
Yes.
Val Kilmer. Crazy, y'all. And y'all should probably go back, watch our Top Secret episode.
Oh, yes.
And our Tombstone episode, because we talk about how great Val is in there.
Actually, yes.
And it's sad, because we discuss his current what was his current condition in it.
We were talking about it last week,
Shit. And I'm like, it's crazy, though. I didn't think he would go before Bruce.
Apparently pneumonia, though.
He was all fucked up.
Yeah, and pneumonia can be pretty bad, especially
Didn't that kill Bernie Mac, too?
I think so. If your immune system is trash, and that's why a lot of people during COVID, I think COVID, in all seriousness, at the beginning, since I worked in a nursing home, I saw a lot of people with weakened immune systems. I think it's kind of like how people don't die from AIDS. They die from complications of having it.
Yeah.
I think that's why COVID was such a killer at first, because people whose immune systems were compromised I think they were the ones that were dying off faster because they couldn't fight it. They didn't have the immune system to do it.
Yeah, a lot of elderly folks, you know, kick the bucket.
Yeah.
And that first initial spark, it was kind of wild. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so rest in peace, Val. So
Wait. Are you going to sing?
I'm not singing.
Oh, come on. Nick Rivers.
You guys do not want that. I'll turn this off.
If anyone remembers our The Naked Gun Top Secret Airplane episode, they want to hear it again. Which reminds me, they just came out with the teaser trailer for the Naked Gun reboot starring Liam Neeson.
Wow, Liam Neeson?
Yes.
He's going to be playing a comedy role?
He's playing Frank Drebin.
That's hilarious.
Now, I don't know if he's like Frank Drebin Jr. or if he's
a direct remake.
Yeah, if it's a direct remake. Because years ago, they wanted to do one with Ed Helms as Frank Drebin Jr.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yes,
Liam Neeson if they went Jr. because Ed Helms is funny shit. Okay,
so how silly can you get?
How silly can you get? So Val Kilmer played Batman back. What was that?
95.
Oh, so I know I saw that in theaters.
Yeah,
I had the Riddler McDonald's glass cup.
Oh, yeah.
That was sick, dude. And they got the Joker one, too. Two-Face. Two-Face. Yeah, dude, that cup was sick, dude. I had all them toys.
Yeah.
That era of Batman for merch was booming.
And the thing is, Batman Forever and Batman and Robin have been maligned because of Joel Schumacher. And I think we may have spoken about it before when we were talking about how great Michael Keaton is as Batman.
Goated.
But, you have to think, Joel Schumacher picked great actors. Even Chris O'Donnell as Robin was great.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was very – honestly, he's one of the highlights of that movie, if you ask me.
Holy rusted metal, Batman.
Rubber lips.
Yeah. and your girl's in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uma's in it. Dude,
Uma. No, Uma's in Batman and Robin. I was thinking of Nicole Kidman in Batman Forever.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking Robin. She was great. She looks –
yeah.
Fantabulous in there.
And look, Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah.
That Seal song.
It's one of your favorite songs.
And honestly, that soundtrack is so good.
It did have that was a good sound.
Dude, One Time Too Many by PJ Harvey.
That shit, but I remember the song.
Michael Hutchence, the singer from NXS, covered Iggy Pop's The Passenger.
Yeah, that's a great song.
I think The Offspring had a song on there. Dude,
that was when soundtracks mattered.
Yeah, because 90s soundtracks are the best.
That's coming right after The Crow, so they're
it's a year later.
Everybody for the next 4 years was like, bro, Even if the movie's ass, the soundtrack got a slap. Dude, the soundtrack will make money.
Dude, Last Action Hero had a kick-ass soundtrack.
Good soundtrack, bro. Yeah.
Oh my God. Even True Lies, there's only like five.
True Lies had a good soundtrack.
Yeah.
Even though the movie is bad.
Because look, Living Color covered Sunshine of Your Love. Mm-hmm. Screaming Trees covered Darkness, Darkness by the Youngbloods. And this band, Mother Tongue, that no one ever heard of unless you've listened to the True Lies soundtrack. They have a really good song on there. And unfortunately, I apologize to Mother Tongue fans. I can't remember the name of it. But I went out and got their album. I think they may have only had one. It's an amazing album.
Really? You're like, I'm fucking like, with the Mother Tongue.
Yeah, like early to mid-90s, just rock. Mother Tongue, it might just be called Mother Tongue. Because the CD, the picture is like, it looks almost like Jesus, right? And you like unfold it after you take like the insert out. And he's like pulling down his bottom lip, and he has like Mother Tongue tattooed on the inside.
Oh, that's kind
of
gangster, bro.
Yeah,
that's kind of dope.
But it's a great rock album. But the song they have on True Lies is kind of mellow.
All right. Well, shit. Well.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Lego Batman movie.
We just got in there. That's what we're doing today.
Yes.
Lego Batman.
Yeah. Sorry. I apologize. We're talking about mid-90s soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh my God! Wait, the Cable Guy had a great soundtrack.
It surely did, and that just came in the mail today on Blu-ray.
Oh, really?
Because when I watched it last week or the week before, whenever I watched it, I was like, "Why do I not own this movie?" I was dying. Soundtrack. First thing I thought of was you. I was like, I guarantee you Jamie likes soundtracks this week.
Oh, yeah, because
immediately thought
that one song by the Primitive Radio Gods, Standing in a Broken Phone Booth with Money.
That's a really good song.
Yeah, yes. That's in that movie. Mm-hmm.
And I actually distinctly remember that while I was watching it.
And I think, does Silverchair have a song on there?
Bro, there's a lot.
Anyway.
A lot of your era 90s music. I was like, Ben Stiller was... Because going stupid with this soundtrack.
And look, Ben Stiller, I guess that was like the second movie he directed, because the first one was
Reality Bites, I think.
Another great soundtrack, yeah, Reality Bites.
Soundtrack.
But yes, that is.
Ben Stiller has some takes.
And Cable Guy, you'll see in there people that were on the Ben Stiller show. You see Bob Odenkirk. You see Janine Garofalo.
Now, I'm like, I don't think I ever watched the Ben Stiller show.
Only 13 episodes, brother.
I've only ever watched it.
It's incredible. It started a lot of careers.
Yeah, I see.
Not Bob Odenkirk, but Bob Odenkirk, it started his like acting career because he was a writer and a comedian before that.
Yeah.
Since no one's ever heard of Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, well.
At least back in 1992.
They know who he is now.
Yeah, back in 92.
They definitely know him.
And for those aficionados out there, there was a writer who came in who was also a comedian towards the end of the 13 episodes of the Ben Stiller show named David Cross.
I don't know that.
Who, I guess he and Bob, they didn't really get along at the time from what I read. Then a couple years later, they did Mr. Show with Bob and David.
There you go. Boom. Listen, man, we got to make this shit work.
And it's like one of the greatest things ever. You know I love Mr. Show.
Oh, I know you love Mr. Show.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I just keep going on.
Batman shit.
I know. The 90s are such a great time.
It's a great. The best, bro. Shit.
Man.
All right. Lego Batman, y'all. That's why y'all came here.
Yes, yes.
Stats. Who directed this shit?
Chris McKenna.
Chris McKenna, yeah.
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. So.
He co-directed the Lego movie.
Yeah. Which is.
And this was his first official, like, solo.
What a hell of a debut.
Yeah.
Clearly he knew what he was doing. He got to sit underneath and watch.
Well, he did some Adult Swim shows before that.
What is up his alley, though?
Yeah.
All right, some stats. Lego Batman. You got Will Arnett as Batman. You got Michael Cera as Robin.
Yeah.
Ray Fiennes as Alfred is one of the best. That's one of the best casts.
Now, is he better as Alfred or better as He Who Shall Not Be Named? Because he played both in the film.
Yes. So... that was him, huh?
That was him.
Cause so I'm watching
He played his character.
So I'm watching it, right? And I'm like, okay, Laura V is in here. Who's voicing him? I didn't realize he did it too. Cause I'm like, he's here in this film.
Just like
as someone else.
Because it's the Tim Burton Two-Face. It's actually Billy Dee Williams doing Two-Face's voice too.
Nice.
Since he looks like Billy Dee Williams as Two-Face.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
They got some good voice actors even to play some of the smaller parts. Because I actually do have Laura V in best characters from this.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
He's fucking hilarious.
He is.
We're in.
He's not gonna. And look, they have the Daleks from Doctor Who.
Oh yeah, dude, there are a lot of good villains.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Warner prop.
One of my favorite lines is from the Joker when he's like, "And British robots, ask your nerd friends.
Ask your nerd friends." all right, some stats. Yes, Lego sorry, Batman, sure. Rotten Tomatoes, 89%.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good. IMDb, 7.3. Also pretty good. Letterboxd, 3.9. Pretty good score. So I was impressed with the score. Also, I was quite impressed with the film.
Yeah. I remember when you started talking about it a couple weeks ago and we decided to do it.
Yeah, I was like.
Because you've never seen it.
I had never seen it. And I was like, I thought I had seen it.
It's only been out 8 years.
Yeah. No. And I saw all the other Lego movies. And yeah. I'm like, how did I miss Lego Batman? I was like, I'm watching this shit. Fuck it. And I'm very, very glad I did. And I was texting this guy stupid lines from it. And he's like, should we just do that? And I'm like, yeah, since we're having Michael Cera month.
Yeah, yeah.
Not necessarily month, but we're just doing two of his movies.
Yeah, but it feels like it,
you know, because, hey, he is like one of the focal points of this film. It is the main character of what we did last week, Scott Pilgrim. Check that out if you're a fan of that.
You know what I realized watching this film again? Because Will Arnett plays his uncle in Arrested Development.
Didn't know that. I still didn't watch that.
And Michael Cera is now old enough that if they rebooted Arrested Development,
he would play that character.
He could play Jason Bateman's character.
He could. Yeah.
He could play like his dad.
Yeah, Michael Cera's still young. I think he's only 35 or 6.
Yeah. And Bateman, I think, was like 33 when Arrested Development started.
Perfect.
When he played his dad.
Young Jason.
When Sarah was like 13.
Damn.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's nuts. So, Jamie, why did they make this movie? Why did they decide to make this? Did they just say, hey, we want to make a funny Lego Batman movie?
Well, remember, Batman was in the Lego movie.
Yeah, that I do remember.
And after the success of the Lego movie, Warner Brothers announced, like, I think, like a whole slate of different Lego-based films.
Yeah.
And this was one of them. And, you know, I guess they had the idea. Seth Graham Smith came up with the story and co-wrote the screenplay. The guy who wrote, like, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Okay.
And Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Okay.
Do you remember that movie?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it was a book first.
Okay.
And I think
he adapted that.
Yeah, yeah. I think he might have written the screenplay for the film as well.
Wow.
And I actually love that movie. Anthony Mackie is in it. Yeah.
It was all right. It's one I'll have to watch again. I haven't seen it since it came out.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like the Oscar-winning Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. Yeah. It's not going to be that.
It's not Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. It doesn't have that much substance.
Yes. It needs more of that.
Yeah. So Warner Brothers, I guess they figured since they own Batman and they had this deal with Lego, it was easier to marry the two since Will Arnett was one of the highlights from the Lego movie,
yeah.
And so they just amped up the idea of
this asshole-y Batman.
Well, if you think about it, and you can really tell if you watch it through this lens, it is a kid playing with Legos and their idea of what Batman is.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what it is.
I definitely took that away on the second time. About halfway through it, I was like, this is how a child would play with Batman.
Yes,
I literally said that.
Yeah, it's just like in the Lego movie where it's like the kid imagining everything.
Yes.
It's apparently supposed to be, even though they don't say it, it's supposed to be those kids playing Batman with Legos.
That's exactly what I thought. Like halfway through, I was like, this is like if a kid fucking started.
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to play with Batman.
And then suddenly it all makes sense. Like,
it does.
No.
Yo, that's what I'm like. Because I'm like, Batman acts like a 13-year-old dude. I'm like, he acts like a kid who's hopped up on Monster on Xbox all day.
And the way they do Robin, it's like, oh my God. It is the most effeminate version of Robin.
Because everyone's idea that Robin's kind of, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to say it.
And the funny thing is, their version of Dick Grayson, I can't even tell it, Grayson, looks like Carrie Kelly from The Dark Knight Returns, who was Robin, like a female Robin.
Mm.
And she had like, you know, kind of like goggles on and the hair. Yeah. And I'm like, why do they have Dick Grayson look like Carrie Kelly, but then you see like the sparkly.
Yeah, I'm like, they're so like, you know, out there.
I am bored into this.
When he takes his underwear off, what do you say? Now we're dancing. Now we're moving. Some. Let's get grooving.
And Michael Cera is perfect.
He's perfect because he's very
Like he can. He can walk the line.
He's a line tower for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah. So this movie. Basically, this movie, I feel like you said, I do feel like it's from the point of view of a child, but I feel like this movie was literally made just to make you laugh.
For
comic fans and Batman fans, just something that's not so serious, and you're not like,
and there's still some deep cuts for nerds.
There's some deep cuts for nerds. They throw a lot of Easter eggs for the nerds. I'm sure there was stuff I didn't even get that probably went over my head, you can point out, but it was made to service all the Batman comic book fans who just needed something crisp after all this muddy shit that's been going on in the DCU and the MCU for all them years leading up to 2017.
What's the password?
What's the pass?
Okay, can you use, are you physically able to say the password to get into the Batcave? Because I know you're a big fan.
It's Alfred's.
It's Iron Man sucks.
Oh yeah, it is Iron Man sucks.
Okay,
At the end, I can say it. I know you love Iron Man. So yeah, I got that. Iron Man sucks. I was like, yo, so I'm watching it. I'm like, really though. I'm like, I knew they weren't gonna go this whole movie without mentioning some Marvel character.
Yeah.
And of course it would be Iron Man, and Tony Stark is Marvel's Batman. The rich, handsome playboy. He's just the charismatic, outgoing version.
Yeah, who doesn't care if people know
his shit. Yeah, he's like, I need you to know who I am.
Yeah, my ego won't allow me to hide.
I can't. I'm going to wear bright red and yellow or gold or whatever. Yeah. And he's going to wear black and go in the shadows. I'm out broad daylight. Yeah. Flying around in the sky, bro.
I'm drinking.
I'm drunk. Yep.
on a donut.
I'm hitting on chicks openly. Great. Yes, he does say Batman sucks at the end.
Iron Man. Sorry,
guys. We're both tongue-tied today. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Val Kilmer dying got me all messed up.
Yeah.
All right, so it starts out, you know, we get the best intro ever because you get Will Arnett just talking nonsense.
Yeah, that's true. I thought you meant like the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight-esque beginning.
Oh, yes. It is that beginning. Of course. They poke fun at pretty much every generation of Batman.
Yes, they do. So. And the only one they don't do Lego bricks of is the 66 version. Uh-huh. They actually show that how heinous it looked. You know, it's kind of like, okay, so which is worse? Batman doing the Bat-2-see in 66 or Spider-Man 3 with Tobey Maguire doing the emo Peter Parker dance? Which is worse?
I don't even know.
I know, it's tough.
I don't even know. Y'all should drop in the comments which one is worse.
Yes, please. Because the Bat-2-see...
It might be Tobey Maguire, bro.
Because the Bat-2-see was a take on the Wat-2-see from back in the 60s. So that... in context makes sense, whereas like emo Peter Parker never makes sense.
Never. Nah, I would probably vote Peter Parker.
Spider-Man sucks.
I do love Spider-Man too. He's like my next up to Iron Man for talking Marvel.
Yeah.
But so they, of course, crime is happening.
Yeah.
As always.
And they point out after Batman saves, wait, does he save the plane?
Does he save the plane?
I don't know. Isn't that terrible? I don't remember him saving.
No, the plane. Maybe they don't.
Oh no, he does because he's the mayor.
He's the mayor.
Yes, right. he does
save the plane. And that's funny how it starts out. They're on the plane. The Joker's basically like, "All right, I'm taking shit over," and they're like, "Well, Batman's gonna come and stop you."
Yeah,
he's like, "No, he's not. Not this time."
Yeah,
and he's like,
"And how perfect is Zach Galifianakis?"
He was, bro, brilliant. I was like a quarter of the way through it. I was like, "Who's fucking voicing this Joker?" And I was like, "That makes so much sense. I should have knew that just from listening to him."
And Jenny Slate was Harley Quinn, right?
I love Jenny Slate. Yeah. Love her. She is funny as hell.
Yeah.
The cast for this was brilliant.
That
was brilliant. So, Batman he, of course, saves the day in Batman fashion, but him and the Joker come face to face and they have a conversation, and Batman has a realization he doesn't want to realize is true, is that he needs a Joker. Yes. Just like the Joker needs him.
Yeah.
But he denies his feelings, and the Joker,
I'm
your greatest enemy. He's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. You know, yeah, like, I don't need you.
I don't need you. He's like, well, I'm fighting a few different people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like, basically, yes, make yes. them sound like they're in a relationship, yes, which is fucking yes. hilarious.
Actually, there's a lot of moments in this with them where you're like,
oh, yeah, a lot of innuendos going yes, on. Tons yes. of them. Like, yeah, a like, few times, like, you're a briefs guy, so am I.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
speaking of innuendo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like Italian gay bar.
Yeah. They're so.
Oh, my.
So these dudes, they have a harsh conversation about how, you know, Batman's like, I don't care about you or really yes. care about anyone.
And it hurts Joker's feelings.
It breaks his heart.
You could see it.
Oh, yeah. And this kind of sends him on a revenge tour.
Yeah.
But we learn a lot of things about Batman in this time period. He is the most selfish, arrogant,
yes,
self-obsessed, narcissistic dude you've ever seen in your life. He's like a kid with a bunch of money.
And he loves showing off in public, but then when he's at home, he'd rather just be by himself.
Oh, yeah. He'd watch Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Eat the lobster
Thermidor.
Yeah. Whatever the hell it is.
Yes.
Hey, oh, my favorite.
Yes. And that scene seems to take forever where he's just chewing.
Yo, it is. But it has a point.
Yeah, it does.
It's to show you the pure loneliness and that he's so used to this.
Yes. And, yes.
Because it's not that fun to eat alone like that.
No.
It's one thing when you're on the go, but to sit down and just have your dinner by yourself. Nobody around. No
yeah. nothing.
And he sat in silence, really.
Yeah.
And I think that said a lot about him as a character. Because Alfred already, right away at the very beginning, as soon as you see Alfred, he's already telling him, dude, you need to fucking find some friends, some hobbies, some yeah. other things. Because you can't just sit up, stay up all night in your pajamas, watching weird shit, listening to weird, scary music.
Oh, yeah, because he loves heavy metal and
yeah,
rap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. So, like, he's like, you can't do this. And he's like, yes, I can. And
yeah.
He's like, no, you can't do this forever. And I mean, and right there, I mean, it's a kid's movie. So they put the message and the theme right in your face. You know,
yeah.
it's about being alone. The movie's about loneliness and having a family. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And it's in your face. But it works that way because Batman is such an asshole.
Yeah.
It makes all, it highlights everything.
Yes.
It amps everything up. So I'm glad it's not subtle. Because the way Batman is, the message shouldn't be subtle. It wants you to know right away that you're going to realize this is a story about Batman becoming a person of the people.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And that's totally fine because it's a Lego movie and it's a kid's movie.
Yes.
And it works that way. So the jokes can be very upfront and funny. The jokes are right there in your face. Everyone openly makes fun of him to his face, especially Alfred. Alfred
oh,
cooks
yeah.
him up all day long.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny as hell.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
especially when Alfred's reading that book about parenting.
Yeah. He is coming out when he puts him in timeout.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
like, Alfred don't give a shit. But Batman, he has his night. Like I said, he watches Jerry Maguire. He eats his dinner alone. He's chilling in his robe and shit. I mean, listen, you got to be alone. I like it to be like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
watching Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, watching Jerry Maguire
and laughing.
And laughing at a movie theater size screen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love Jerry Maguire. One of my favorite 90s movies. Your boy, Cameron Crowe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and
show me the money.
Show me the money. He said, Jerry, show me the money.
Dude, I haven't seen that since I saw it in theaters.
So good.
So, like, 96 is the last time I saw it.
I've seen it at least twice in the last, like, 3 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. I mean, it's corny, but it's great.
You had me at Shut Up.
Yep. They run across the
street yeah.
and they play that song. I'm like, oh, my God. That's the one part I'm like, yo, Cameron Crowe, you really had the 90s rom-com this shit up. But anywho, so Jim Gordon's retiring.
Yes.
Sad day.
Yes.
And so
he's goodbye.
A part of us.
Yeah. We're here for the retirement of Commissioner James Gordon, goodbye.
Goodbye. So funny. So James Gordon's retired, and of course Batman's got to go. He's like, you know, he's an honored guest. Well,
Bruce Wayne.
Bruce
Wayne.
And you know, he got to put his fake mask on that he hates putting on. He likes walking around with the bat
face on. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, it's from a kid's point of view, because no adult's going to want to wear a fucking mask all day.
No.
You saw COVID.
yes.
Yeah, getting people to wear a mask all day was like pulling fucking teeth.
Yeah. So, especially those Karens in Target, right?
Like, tear up the clothing section.
Yeah, but it's like, what did Target do?
Target didn't do a thing.
Blame the guy who let it run rampant. Like, why are you blaming Target?
Yep, crazy.
The Obama shop at Target.
But, terrible. So he goes, he pulls up, and he's, you know, arrogant as ever, taking photos of people and just being very Brucey, you know, which is very douchey. So
yes.
And he don't give a shit. He got the white tux on, stunting on him. And, you know.
Hold on really quick for any of those out there. When he walks in, because in the very beginning of the film, they quote Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And then he says it's actually by Batman.
Yeah. Yo, he did
say that. And so when he's walking into the party, oh my God, it's Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine are singing Man in the Mirror.
Lounge Against the Machine.
And it's incredible, because I was watching it a couple days ago.
I never even noticed that, because he's so... Yeah. Richard Cheese, he does all the mellow covers of
shit,
right?
He's like, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. and then I was like, my God, for this, you got to see this. She's like, Richard Cheese.
So, Richard Cheese.
Yeah, so I was really excited. And then the orphans are singing along with it, and that's when Dick Grayson notices the most famous orphan of all.
Yep, Batman.
Bruce Wayne. Yeah.
He is the most famous.
As he's going around being a douche, Dick Grayson sees him.
He does see him.
Yeah.
And so Batman walks in, and Dick Grayson rushes him.
Yeah.
And he's like, asking him all these questions.
Yeah.
And Batman is distracted, though. Because he sees something. Because
he's got the fever.
He does. He sees Rosario Dawson.
He does. Which anyone
would. Anyone would.
Be distracted.
If you saw her, I'd be like, dude, I had a funny moment at the gym today. It's kind of crazy. So I'm hitting the bench.
Yeah.
I go to grab another 45, and this little red-haired chick, bro, she's walking up. She's about to put a 45 away. So, of course, instead of having her put it back and me just take it off, save us both the trouble, I was like, I'll take that from you. And she was bending over to put it back, and I said it right before she did. And she looked up, and she smiled, and she kind of like blushed, bro. She turned bright fucking red.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she hit it to me. I was like, thank you. And she just kind of froze. And I was
shit. You were her Rosario Dawson?
I was Rosario.
Wow.
I was like, Rosario. I was like, oh, look at that. I was like, wow. I made someone blush. That was kind of cute.
And a redhead.
A redhead, yo.
Wow.
She was not ugly.
Porcelain?
She was, you know, she was a little on the tanner side for a redhead, but that hair was red nonetheless. She had the bright green eyes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
She was fucking in shape. But, you know.
Keep her away from Lopan.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Because if she has green eyes.
Yeah. Lopan. Fucking pan. God, that movie. We got to do that movie at some point.
We do. That's a great movie.
Yeah. That's one of those so bad it's good movies.
Yeah. Like,
it's
The Wang.
Yeah. All the
Wang says Wang. Oh, my God.
The movie is racist.
Yeah, like, but the way Jack Burton says his friend's name. Come on, Wang.
Wang. Wang. The Pork Chop Express.
Yeah.
Yo, I love Kurt, though, bro.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Man. Look, he and John Carpenter, they were some magic. Of the best 80s.
They were magic. I still don't get why he's not in They Live. It just doesn't make sense. But okay.
Because we did say how They Live should have been a... You know, origin story for
the snake. Or for Snake, yeah. Snake Pilsen.
Yeah. Because it's like ex-military guy, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Perfect. Yep. It could have been a prequel.
It could have. It would have been a damn good one.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Hey, did we cover They Live?
No, we didn't do it. We just talked about it on an episode in detail.
All right.
But if we have to do They Live, we can.
Because I know that's one of Felicia's favorites, and she had me watch it.
Dude, maybe she should jump in an episode and do They Live.
Maybe she should.
Dude, she would be good one on there. She knows her shit.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, you know, she loves that, like, 15-minute fight scene.
Oh, bro, it's the funniest thing, bro. I'm like, listen, bro. I'm like, you know what? You win. I'm not fighting. Like, bro, you just slammed my head into concrete. I'm okay for now.
Yeah, what is that? Keith David?
Keith David
and Roddy Piper.
Like, fuck that.
Nada.
Chill.
Well, that's Roddy Piper's name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nada.
Yeah, but
so it's like, what the? I came here to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
A lot of bubble gum. He would only work in that kind of movie.
That's true. That's true.
Only in that kind of movie.
Yeah, because he's not, like how Last Action Hero showed Schwarzenegger as Hamlet.
Yeah.
But for a reason.
Yes.
Like, you're never going to see Schwarzenegger doing it.
Never, ever, ever. Yeah. That's the only time. It's fine.
Alas, poor York, I knew him well. Oh, God.
And I think, of course, he plays it up. I'm glad he understands the plot. But hey, back to this.
Sorry. What?
So,
how did we get on that? I'm so sorry.
I'm talking about the chick at the gym.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were her Rosario.
Yeah, but I don't know how we got in all that other shit.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
But yeah, so he sees Rosario, a.k.a. the new commissioner.
Yes.
What the fuck is her name in there?
Barbara Gordon. It's right. Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
Yeah. Oh, my bad, bro.
It's all right.
Barbie G.
Yeah. So, yeah, because he calls her Babs.
Babs, that's right.
Yeah, so if you didn't realize it was Barbara, that makes sense. Yeah. He's like, hey, Babs.
Yeah, I'm like, I just forgot, bro.
Yeah.
My bad. So he sees Babs, and he's just, oh, man. I just died tonight. Yeah, I'm like, that shit comes on. Yeah. And Grace is just yapping in this man's ear, and he basically is like, yo, you looking for a son to adopt? And Bruce is like, yeah, sure, whatever, because he's not fucking listening.
Yeah, he's just looking at her.
His own ass, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And he essentially adopted this kid without even knowing.
Yeah.
And so Babs gives a speech about how we're going to clean up Gotham and all this, and it's not going to involve Batman.
Because Batman is useless.
He's useless.
Because it's still the most crime-ridden city. And she has a point there.
She has a point. Yeah. And I'm like, listen, let's see how this bitch look if I leave. Gotham is hands down the worst place to live in the world.
Yes.
It's always gray. It's always shitty. It's always dark. And everyone there is an asshole.
Yes.
So I would never, ever, ever want to live in. I wouldn't even want to live in Wayne Manor. If I lived in Gotham, bro, I'd rather live just regular somewhere cool. But anywho, so Batman's like, what the fuck? He's like, dog, first of all, y'all need me. I handle shit around here, and I'm aging greatly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's like, who's aging fantastic?
Yeah.
He's like, he's been around, you know, for a long time. He's like, hold up, bro, you called me old? Yes, sir. I'm like, hell, Batman, you'll be 100 before you know it.
Yeah.
What, like 20 years?
Well, if you think about it, this came out in 17. So in 2017, Batman would have been 78.
Batman came out in the 40s, right?
39.
Damn, he's close to 100, bro. We got like 14 years.
Yeah, he'll be 90 in 4 years. So
damn.
86. He's 86 this year.
That's insane. He's old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was old. But Batman's pissed off, of course, rightfully so, because I don't think they appreciated what he did. I'm like, dude, listen, this place would suck without this dude. You think the cops can handle these guys? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The cops.
But look, she went to Harvard Police School or whatever.
Yeah, that ain't gonna teach you how to defeat.
Or Harvard for Police.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
It's not gonna teach you how to defeat a Bane. You know what I'm saying?
And how great is it that after The Dark Knight Rises, every time you see Bane in anything, he has that voice.
He's got that voice now, yeah. I mean, because obviously the Nolan Batmans were a pop culture revolution, you know, so.
Yeah.
But, so Batman's pissed off, and he's
that
like,
was unnecessary.
Yeah, it was unnecessary. So Batman's pissed, and he goes home, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to handle some shit. I'm going to go find the Joker.
Wait, no. The Joker comes there.
Oh, yeah, he comes there. That's right.
Yes.
He comes
How dare
through.
You?
Oh, sorry, fella.
It's all right.
He comes through.
With everybody.
With the crew. Yeah, yeah. Like, he come with the posse. And he's like, listen, I'm taking shit over. Batman, I'm out. And he booked him. Batman booked him, but that's what he wanted.
No, he didn't. He Batman, like, assembled that thing. I forget what he calls it. That whatever machine
the
thing.
The gun?
No, no, the thing it can, like, fly. I want to call it a scrawler, but that's not scrambler. I forget what he called it, right? But then, and Babs was getting ready to take on the Joker, and Batman, that the machine that he made that he assembled, because he's like, you know, computer, set up Master Maker mode,
right,
or whatever.
That's right. That's
and then the Joker just gave himself up.
Yeah, that's right. And didn't he want to?
The Joker wanted to.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Wanted to get booked.
Yeah, because earlier the Joker was at his lair with all the other villains.
And he's like, if I can go to the fucking
He's
the
watching
other
TV
world.
And he sees Superman talking about Zod and the Phantom.
Yeah, and he's like, and bro, Superman gets the relationship between him and his villain.
He's like, Channing Tatum understands.
Yes, he does. so random. But yeah, so that's right. So yeah, he wanted to get booked.
Yeah.
Because his ultimate goal, though, was to go to the
Phantom
weird
Zone.
Jail,
Phantom it's like Zone. An interdimensional jail.
It's like
the Phantom Zone.
It's like where you never want to be.
Yes.
Because it looked terrible there.
Yeah,
you gotta hang out with a bunch of a-holes.
Yeah,
and the chick running it's like
Brit.
A fucking
talking Brit.
Simon Says toy that lights up. Remember those from the 90s? It was like four different colors, and you'd have to remember
Simon
the pattern.
Says.
Yeah, that's what that bitch reminded me.
And then if you'd hit it and it didn't say Simon Says, it would be like,
Oh,
damn it. That started in the 80s.
Oh, damn.
Or maybe even the 70s.
Maybe. I played with it till the 90s.
Well,
I wasn't alive in those other two decades.
Yeah, but I remember it from the 80s.
Damn.
Yeah.
You remember Bop It?
I do remember
Bop It. Dude, Bop It was lit.
Yeah. You had to, like, tug it?
Yeah, Bop
And we're like, wait a second.
Tug it, pull it.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute. What are we doing
here?
You
had to twist it?
Yeah, what is this, sex ed?
Right, it's like, Jesus.
You do this yourself, you won't impregnate anybody.
Right?
Lube it up. I got to lube up Bop It before I... Yeah.
God, sorry. We're
prison lube. We got to spin on it first.
we're inappropriate. So so he gets booked, right? And Batman's like, yeah, see?
And he gives up everybody, not just himself.
Yeah, not just himself. He's like, we all out. So he's like, cool, thanks, guys. You did me a favor. And Batman pretty much just goes in a hole.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, but little dude. Well, but Babs hits him up, though, right?
Well, see, what happens is the Joker and the press give all the credit to Babs, so Batman kind of slinks away and he's depressed
because
the Joker takes himself off the board.
Yep.
And then that's when Alfred talks to Batman about his son.
About his son that you haven't been paying attention to at all.
Like, what are you talking about?
He's been living there
for a week.
And he had no idea.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
He's just been in the Batcave.
Yeah.
Sulking.
Yeah.
So then he's watching like the prison and then Babs comes out. It's like, Batman, what are you doing?
And he's talking to herself and she hears him.
She's like, I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shit, there's no way.
Like,
as he's speaking out loud. Yeah, so.
So then that's when he gets the idea because the Joker manipulated it. So Harley Quinn wasn't captured.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes when Batman is there in a truck, a laundry truck called Phantoms, apostrophe S, own, O-W-N.
Yeah.
She's like, Phantom Zone, laundry, blah, blah, blah. And then Batman's like, Phantom Zone.
Phantom Zone.
Yeah, so then that's when he gets the idea to steal the Phantom Zone projector. And
take it to the jail
and
send Joker there.
And then I think he goes home and maybe that's when he meets Robin.
That's when he meets Robin.
Yeah, or Dick.
Dick,
I'm sorry.
Dick.
Yeah.
He can call Robin.
Yeah, he's like, my name's Richard Grayson, but the kids are doing comic
books. He's like, what do you say, kids are harsh? So him and Dick, they have a little introduction, and he's like, wow, Batman lives in Bruce Wayne's basement?
Bruce
Wayne lives in Batman's attic. You know, like, so Batman and Dick, they have a funny little intro, and they talk and, you know, they establish goals and parental and son roles. And Batman doesn't want to be called dad.
Yeah. That's Padre.
Padre is like, what's that? Don't call him. That's really close to dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, Dick's just like, man, I'm just, not only am I happy to just have a dad, my dad is effing Bat slash Bruce Wayne, because they have joint custody.
Yes, because
he tells him,
yeah, because he's two dads.
Yeah, because so basically Batman's like, listen, you're supposed to be real, like, you know, nimble and shit, right? And he's like, yeah. He's like, all right, I'm about to use you.
You're 110% expendable.
Yep, we're about to go steal this gun from Superman so we can go and do what I want. But you need to listen to me, do everything I say, don't ask no questions, don't make any suggestions.
Steal, yes. We have to do a wrong right.
Yes. So he's like, whatever you say, Pop. But he does with the whole thing with the two dads. He's like, oh, they got to ask Daddy Bruce first. And he's like, okay, listen, it's my time with you, and we're sharing you, so you're good. Don't worry about that guy. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. So Batman and Robin go off to, well, they go to Krypton, right?
No, Fortress of Solitude.
That's right.
Wow, I can tell you're a Marlon Brando fan.
I'm sorry.
They go to Krypton.
I said Krypton. I know I said it. It's hard not to after you watch it, bro.
You are a Brando fan. They went off to Krypton.
Yeah, listen, it's hard not to call it Krypton after you hear him say it 17 times.
Yes.
You hear him say Krypton like 20 times in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to. So they go to the Fortress of Solitude, and this is one of the best parts, because Batman's like, this is why I fuck with Superman. He understands being isolated, alone, with nobody around, and look at this place. This place probably been touched. And they pull up, and bro, they're having a 57th anniversary Justice League party. And even the lower-ranked Justice League dudes are there, and Batman isn't there.
Even Wonder Dog from Super Friends.
DJ. Yeah, I was like, there's some people there that I didn't even know who the fuck they were.
Yeah, Samurai was there. I think Black Vulcan was there. Apache Chief was there. Like, all these, like, the minority characters.
Yeah, Super I'm like, Friends. There were some people there I did not know. But, of course, the big dogs was there, you know, fucking The Flash and Wonder Woman and Green Lantern and,
Hawkman, Hawkgirl.
Yeah, all the big dogs were there, of course, and, of course, Superman. He's like...
Martian Manhunter was there.
I don't even know who that is.
He was that green guy who's like, I should be, like, Dancing Manhunter.
Okay. I was like, yeah, I suppose there were some people there. I didn't know. I was like, so, literally, Batman, you were the only dude not here. Which... I like how they added all these people, because that was the whole point, to show you literally everyone's here but this guy.
Yes.
And that just shows you how much people don't fuck with him as a dude.
Yeah.
Because he's so self-fucking-centered. And Superman's like, Batman, you're here at my house right now.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And he's like, are you having a party?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, what? He's like, what? The 57th annual Justice League party. He's like, why wasn't I invited? He's like, you didn't get the email. Oh, damn it, something was wrong with the email. Yeah. It's Batman. And who was it? The Flash? He's like, Green Lantern. I don't get Superman's email sometimes for years.
And look, Superman, I believe, was Channing Tatum, and Green Lantern was, I believe, Jonah Hill.
That's fucking... They got so many good people to do these small little roles.
Adam Devine, I think, was the Flash.
That's so funny. From Workaholics?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Damn, I didn't even realize that.
You say from Workaholics, I say from Pitch Perfect.
Oh, okay. Workaholics came out first.
It did, yes. It did.
But... That's where I was first saw him. But Pitch Perfect's good too. Your girl Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, it's Scott Pilgrim's sister.
Scott Pilgrim's sister. Yes, it is. But so he, you could tell he's kind of like, and they're like, "Yo, Batman, want to take a picture?" And he's like, "Yeah." They hand him.
Okay, stand right here.
Yep, they hand him to take the picture of them. And if that's not a dagger to the heart, then I don't know what is. And you know, of course, Batman has a realization like. Y'all don't have any fucking friends at all. Yeah. Like, dang, these dudes couldn't hit me up. They couldn't deal with me one time a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, out of the past 57 years.
Yeah, it's insane. So Batman's like, F it. I'm here for a mission. So he meets back up with Dick and...
No, that sounds dirty.
That does sound dirty.
Or Robin. We'll call him Robin
from now on.
Yeah.
He's basically... He hasn't established himself as Robin at this point yet, but it's coming really soon. So.
Yeah.
So he basically is like, all right, you're going to do X, Y, and Z, and we're going to get this thing. They get it. And in impressive fashion, Robin shows he is very, very useful yes. to the mission. Honestly, maybe more useful than Batman. Well, Batman just got the toys.
Well, we're remember,
got the skills.
In the comics, Dick Grayson, and like in Batman Forever, mm-hmm. he is the son of acrobats, so he yeah. learned all that stuff growing up.
Bro, he was
before his parents died tragically.
He made the Pythagorean theorem in body form.
Oh yeah, so, yeah, like, yeah, physicalized.
Physicalized. I'm like, yeah, you'd be hurting after that, man.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
I'm like, that's scary. So, yeah, that shit's funny as hell. Like, Robin might be the best character in this movie, but...
I believe he is.
He might be.
Because he's so optimistic.
Yeah, and he's just funny. And he's fucking dope. Like, he's useful.
As long as I'm doing a dime with my old pops, it'll be okay.
Doing a dime.
The way he says it.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, because he's got that soft-ass
yes,
voice. Like,
yes,
So they get the gun, and they're like, all right, time to go get that motherfucker Joker. So they pull up to the jail, and Babs is like, hey, what the hell are y'all doing here? You ain't supposed to be up in here.
Oh, yeah, because Batman's trying to show Robin how to, like, blend in.
Yeah,
and he's doing that. And he's like, how am I doing? And he's like, awful.
Awful, yeah. Terrible. So they go through the metal detector and shit, and they got to go in their underwear. Yes. And it's a funny-ass scene. They got to fight their way through.
And then the X-ray machine.
The X-ray machine.
That's when she's like, why is he trying to smuggle the Phantom projector?
Yeah. So they get it in, and Batman comes. He finds Joker's cell, and he's like, I'm here to send you away. And Joker's like, ooh, you're about to do me a big favor.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, oh, no, Batman. You're a briefs guy like me.
Yeah, because then the Joker's like, go ahead, send me to the Phantom Zone and prove I'm your greatest enemy.
Mm-hmm. He's like, no, you're not. And he's like, he says it at the same time as him. He's like, I knew you said that. He's like, no, you didn't. Ah, I knew you said that. That part's funny as shit.
Yeah.
He's like, see. He's like, basically trying to make him see, like, you and I are more alike than you think.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And most villains, we need each other. We hate each other, we need each other. It's like, most heroes and villains are similar in some more ways than not.
It's like Eddie and Venom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really are.
It's a symbiotic relationship. Yep,
and one's an ass, but a different ass.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, they're both assholes. You know? Honestly, Joker might be more considerate.
Actually,
Joker has friends.
Yeah, that's true. He does.
He got a girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That says a lot. So Batman shoots him, sends him away, and he goes to this place, and there's everybody there. Like, you got all these dope Warner villains there.
Yeah, Gremlins.
Gremlins, Sauron's there.
Yeah.
Lord V's there.
King Kong. The Wicked Witch of the West and the Flying Monkeys.
Yep. I'm like, there's a lot of motherfuckers there.
Did I say Gremlins?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't even remember them all. It was a bunch of villains.
Yeah,
cool stuff. People you know. You've seen them before.
Yeah, the Daleks from Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
Medusa.
Yep.
I'm assuming from Clash of the Titans.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, and everybody.
And I think Jaws was in there, too, because there's a shark.
Jaws was in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is also one. Yeah. Everybody was up in there.
Yeah.
Did Warner... Oh, no. Disney owns that now. Did Warner originally release Star Wars?
No, it was 20th Century Fox.
20th Century.
Yes. Yeah.
If only Warner did it, they could have Vader in there.
Oh, you know.
Or something.
Yeah, but because it's Lego, I'm surprised they didn't just,
call them up, because they do have deals with the war. So, listen.
Because 20th Century Fox actually did the 66 Batman. Maybe that's why they did the video of it instead of adapting it into Lego. Because 20th Century Fox owns
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know how these companies are now, though. They're like,
fuck. Yeah. Well, apparently in that Chip and Dale movie that came out a few years ago, they had, like, the Ben Affleck version of Batman in it.
Maybe they're like, well, this is Chip and Dale.
It was like Batman versus E.T. or something.
Yeah, well, I feel like Warner is more willing to loan stuff out.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Disney is very litigious. Like,
They're like, we're going to need more money than you got.
Yeah. Even though we have more money than anyone else has.
So the answer is no. They shoot him there, and the Joker, of course, is like, hey, listen, guys, let's be friends. Let's team up, and let's all take down Batman, take over Gotham. And they're like, cool. Yeah. No problem.
How are we going to get out of here? Yeah. Leave it to me.
Leave it to me. How the fuck did you get them out?
They're transporting the Phantom Zone projector in Arkham Asylum and Harley Quinn.
That's right. Harley Quinn comes through and gets them. I was like, I can't remember.
And then she goes on the roof and sets it to set inmates free.
Set inmates free. Yeah. So I was like, the setting was set inmates free. And so, boom, they all are in Earth.
Yeah.
Not Earth, but
Gotham.
Wherever the fuck Gotham.
Yeah, Lego Gotham.
They come from wherever they are. They're back to normal land.
Yes.
And, of course, they come and they're acting a fool because you got all these different villains who can do different shit. So they're flying around, swimming around, walking around, stomping around.
Yeah, King Kong climbing buildings. Yeah.
You know, Sauron, the eye in the sky, looking around, finding people and figuring shit out. And, of course, he's super smart. So he just asked Sauron, hey, where is Batman's house? And he's like, oh, ironically, he lives at Wayne Manor. And he's like, he's like, Batman and Bruce Wayne roommate? Like,
they're roommates?
And Sauron's like, and he's like, this guy is fucking retarded. You know, he's not saying that word.
Yeah.
This guy is dumb.
Yeah.
And that's what he was thinking. That part cracked me up. He's like, okay, yeah, whatever. So they bomb rush his house. They disrespect his stuff.
Yes, they do.
And
I'm rubbing my butt over all your stuff.
All over stuff.
They're going to call this a buttmobile.
Being mad disrespectful.
Yes.
And that shit is funny as hell, bro. Because that Galvanakis, that's when he really shines in the second half as a Joker. And, you know, they're basically like, yeah, Bruce, do something. But Bruce, he's forced to team up with everyone.
Yeah, well, with Barbara,
Babs,
Alfred, and
Robin.
Yeah, Babs, Robin, and Alfred.
Which is a weird team.
It is a very weird team.
But
in the comics, Alfred used to be like British intelligence.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. You know, he handles all the tech and shit.
Yeah, he doesn't look like it.
No.
With the bald.
Yeah, he's looking like Belvedere or something.
Yeah.
Like, because Babs is like, she's like, Bat, we want your help, but we don't think it should just be you only.
Yeah.
That was really her main thing. It's not like you're completely useless, but like, dude, other people can do other stuff too.
Yeah, and if we work together, we're better together.
Yeah, because, you know, in Batman's eyes, literally he says, no one else has any other good ideas. He has about 5 million, and the other count was zero.
Yeah.
And even when they do good, he gave them a collective good idea.
Yeah. Collectively, I'll give you a one.
One, yeah. One. You know, it should probably get like an 8, 9, or 10, because there was a lot of good ideas from all of them. But they team up, and it's really funny, because you see the dynamic that, you know, they all are frustrated with Batman, except Robin, but they're all frustrated with Batman for one reason or another. And it comes out in funny ways as they're trying to save the world. Because, like, Alfred's like, you need to be a father.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you need to find someone to help raise this kid with and quit goofing around in your underwear all day.
Yeah.
Literally, I mean, like.
Yeah, that is what he told
that's
him.
That's basically what he's telling him. Yeah. And I keep wanting to call her Selena, but.
Catwoman.
Yeah, yes. I don't know why, but Batgirl or Babs. Well, she becomes
Batgirl. Yeah, she does become Batgirl. Yeah.
Babs is like, dude, you need to stop being so selfish and stop thinking about yourself because you're going to get everyone fucked eventually.
Yeah.
Which, you know, he does plenty of times. But Batman's basically like, I don't need none of y'all. But he does realize that he does need them and they have a good time. You know, fighting bad guys and, you know, doing silly shit. But, of course, Batman's like, we got to get all these dudes back into that damn world. So, he goes back himself, ill-advised, because they didn't want him to go.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we're a team. And he's like, I can do this myself.
Oh, yeah. And then he gets sucked into the Phantom Zone.
He's like, I can do this myself. I don't need you guys. You guys In his defense, it was more like,
protect him.
Yeah, so I was like, in his defense, he more was like, yo, y'all are going to die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if someone's going to die, I'd rather just be me instead of all three of you.
Yeah.
And
Or actually, his ego is probably more like, if you're with me,
it's going to slow me down.
Yeah. I'm more likely to die if you're here whereas I know I can do it.
Yeah, ropes in charge.
Yeah. Good job, rope.
Good job, rope. So,
Rove, you lied to me.
You lied to me. Yeah, she obviously had to take over and drive. Yeah. But he goes to the Phantom Zone and he talks to the lady who kind of reminds me of Plankton's wife from SpongeBob. But
is that the brick with the
Plankton is, you know, the little Plankton.
Oh, yeah, I know Plankton.
He has a computer wife.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, his wife's just a giant computer. Her voice sounds similar to the voice of the Simon Says thing from the Phantom Zone. So he gets there, and he's, like, talking to the Phantom Zone chick, and she's like, she's like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm a good guy. And she's like, are you?
You're dressed in black?
Dressed in black. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, I'll put it like this. Good guys don't end up here.
Yeah.
She's like, no matter what, good guys don't end up here.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, shit. Am I a bad guy? And I'm like, well, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know? Yeah. And so he's like, yo, I got to get all these dudes back in here. And she's like, listen, you're in here for as long as I say you in here. And he's like, listen, I'll cut you a deal. I'll get all the dudes back. And I promise I'll come back with them.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, I'll let you go if you promise you'll come back. And he's like, yeah, I promise I'll come back. And he's like, a man of my word. She's like, all right, Batman, well, don't let me down because we're going to get you eventually.
Yeah.
So he goes back.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, homies, let's get these guys. And they're like, fuck you, dude. You fucking left us. You didn't trust us. You didn't believe in us. Like, you got us all hyped up thinking we're a team. And then you kicked us right back down because Babs was very upset. Of
she course, was, yeah.
She was pissed. And, of course, he's like, shit. I'm blowing my chance at the pussy.
Yeah.
So he's like, I got to make this right. You know what I mean? He is.
Hold on. They're Lego characters. Their legs don't come apart.
You're right. You're right. These aren't Barbies.
Yeah. Although she can bend over.
So, yeah.
Being Lego, but I don't know.
And I guess this is Batgirl, not Catwoman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he ain't got no shot at the cat. I guess he got to swing with the bat.
Yeah.
But he likes her. And so, you know, of course, he doesn't want to disappoint her. And he gives, you know, a typical movie speech about how he loves them all, needs them all. And he half-assed, like, kind of compliments them all in his own bat way.
Yes, which is funny. Yeah.
And they're like, all right, we forgive you. And they're like, all right, but we're going to do this. We got to do it right. And, of course, you have a montage of new suits and girl gets a suit and getting rejuiced up from the Batcave and getting reinforcements and all that, you know, all the typical movie comic book hero shit.
Yes,
like that. And that's what's great about this movie. It has all the typical tropes and shit should have, but it makes fun of it all. So it's great. It's a parody. It's literally a parody of a hero movie.
Yes. And
while still being a hero movie. Yeah. It's a parody that actually does work as a hero movie at the same time. It makes fun of itself in spite of itself.
Yeah.
So it works so well. That's why this movie works. The satire is just, it's spot on. And it's stuff that adults and kids can get. Because someone like, this movie's really more made for someone like you who grew up with Batman. If a 6-year-old watched right now, they would laugh. They don't have half the knowledge you have of the world and the universe. So a lot of these jokes are going to go right over their head.
So really quick, something just popped into my head. Have you ever seen Teen Titans Go to the Movies?
Yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. It's just like that.
Yeah. That's what it is. That shit was great. And everybody was like, oh, it's going to suck. I was like, bullshit. It's going to be great. And then it came out and everyone loved it.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Like, it was great. Yes.
It's probably one of the best superhero movies ever.
It really is. I was like, why is this so good?
Yeah,
I was like,
the movie.
The movie. Yeah. That's what I was like. That
Utility Belt, the movie.
I think that was my favorite hero movie of that year. Because what is that? 18?
I 17? Think it was. It was after this movie.
It was after. So it was 18. It had to be 18, maybe 19.
It might have been. It was pre-COVID.
It was pre-COVID. That's what I remember it too.
Yeah.
Because I saw it with my little homie. And, you know, me and him were hanging a lot pre-COVID. So I know that's when it was out. But yeah, hey, we love that shit. We were cracking up.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was good. You know what? I'm going to watch that again soon. I haven't seen that since.
2018.
That's what I thought. So that was a good one. So,
yeah, and that show is actually really good.
The show was good too. Oh yeah, man. The original Teen Titans.
Oh, the original
Teen Titans Go is funny too. It's like you know, it's more kiddie based. I feel like, but
I think
it still was funny.
Yeah,
because it's like bright and it's a lot more jokes in it and stuff like that. You know, yeah. it's more lighthearted, but it's still pretty hardcore. Like, the action's still dope. But so they team up and they get back together, and Batgirl's. Oh my god, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, that's funny.
Yeah, that's from July 28th, 2018. Yeah, so it's July 2018. There we go.
2018 was a great summer. Great summer. But anywho, so they team up, and of course, they win.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Of course, they kick some ass, and but not without a fight. And, you know, it's funny when the villains start dying.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like when Sauron dies. Oh, it's yeah. So funny, bro.
Oh, yeah, because that sea creature is.
Yeah. Like, oh. He pops up and they're like, Sauron? And yeah. They realize, like, yo, we might lose. They're like, shit, dude, one of our, like, probably the strongest dude out of yes. all of these now gone. You know? Yeah. So it's like.
And Batman made one of you take him out.
Take him out, yeah. That's just so funny. It's like, so, like, all the villains die in funny ways, all the main ones. And, of course, you know, Joker and Batman, though, at the end of the fight, Batman does admit, like, you know.
I hate you.
I hate you. I hate you too. And he's like, and Joker, that's all he wanted. He yeah. finally got that acceptance. And Batman pretty much confirmed, like, you're not just another number.
Well, I love the life. I love the drama of when the city's splitting apart. And then they, like, are trying to pull it back together. And then suddenly just, like, click.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, wow.
I was like, that shit is funny. Like, the writing for this was very, very good. And, like, I don't know if someone jumped in and, like, a Lego exec guy jumped in and was like, all right, here's the Lego shit to throw in to, make yeah. it, to give it that spice. But they did it really well. And so Batman, he gets them all back, and he's like, I'm a man of my word. So I'm going to come back to the zone. And the bitch is like, listen, dude, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You got a family and shit. And I ain't keeping you here. I ain't think you was going to be able to do it. You know, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, go back with your family. Be a father to your son. You know, and so that's what he does. And Batman pretty much tells everybody he loves him, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And shows some emotion.
And he shows Robin that he is Bruce Wayne.
He is Bruce Wayne, yes.
Thus showing, like, everyone that he's
Bruce Wayne. Yeah, showing everybody. And it's like, if you guys had noticed already, you don't, but whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, the four of them kind of live happily ever after. They're watching Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, laughing.
Eating lobster, taking pictures.
Yeah.
He's in the picture.
Yes.
You know, which is something he hasn't experienced, you know, taking a picture not by himself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he.
Well, see, the last picture he took with other people was with his parents.
With his parents, and that's. So he probably don't even like taking pictures
yeah, with people. Like, they didn't go over Batman's origin in the film.
Which thankfully. Was a good thing. Yeah, yeah, I was like, that was a good thing.
But anyone who knows Batman knows, like, that's why he has issues with family.
Yeah.
Because if you get close to people, you lose them.
Yeah.
And so.
This is rated PG, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, dude, if they went PG-13 and made out just the strictly Origins Lego Batman movie, if you got a sense of humor, you can make that shit funny as hell.
You could.
But
especially, like, it. Like, what does Bruce Wayne do on, like, Mother's Day and Father's Day?
Yeah, like.
Other than sit around and cry.
Sit around and cry.
That's terrible.
You can go so many funny directions with his parents dying.
Yes.
Like, you could. If you. But, like, I was like, man, these jokes are going to make kids, like, what the hell? So, but that would be funny. But, so, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the movie. They live happily ever after. You know, it's a Batman movie. It's a Batman kids movie.
It ends
on a positive note. Nothing crazy.
It ends on Robin's song.
Robin's song, yep. And
it's not Fly Robin Fly.
It's not Fly Robin Fly.
Yeah, or Tweet Tweet on the Street.
Tweet Tweet on the Street. That's what I was like. That was the funniest. Tweet Tweet on the Street. I was like, this guy. But it sets up perfectly for if they want to do a two, they can.
They were going to.
They scrapped it, COVID.
No, because someone else got the license to do Lego movies.
Awesome.
Warner Brothers did. They were going to do a Super Friends movie.
That would have been funny.
I know. It was supposed to be out, I think.
Probably this was like 17. 22 or 21.
Yeah, it might have been like 2020 or 21. Because I found out it is computer animated. Because remember, I was wondering.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure it's computer.
Because it looks like it could have just been like.
ever to make that shit.
Oh, yeah. But I was still, I had to look. So it is computer animated, and this film took, I think, 2.5 years.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, so work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, yeah, I like how it sets up, though. Like, it can, if it's, if that's it, cool. They made another one, cool.
Yeah.
And I will be all for it because I have faith it will be good. So, this is a funny ass movie. If you guys, if you've never seen it, which I hope you didn't watch this, but if you haven't seen it in a while, go back and rewatch it. You'll probably laugh more than you did when you originally saw it. Cause,
and you might even have to watch it a few times because some of the stuff.
There's a lot of stuff in it, man.
Yeah.
There was stuff I caught the second time I definitely didn't the last time. What do you got? Something for me?
Oh, no, no. I was just getting the quotes
ready. Oh, you ready?
And I was getting my recast ready.
He's ready today, y'all.
I am.
All right. MVP.
Honestly, it might be Michael Cera. Will Arnett is fantastic.
Ah, five of them.
Five? Oh, so you have Will Arnett, Michael Cera, Rosario Dawson, Ralph Fiennes, and who would the fifth one be?
Zach G.
Oh, Zach Galifianakis, yeah. Yes.
That's who I got.
So all the main people.
All the main players are great, man. Yes, man, cast is really...
Yeah.
They especially Michael Cera and Will Arnett and Ralph Fiennes. Like,
yeah.
Rosario, could you replace her? Sure. But she works well, and she plays very well with the boys. You know, she's great in boy movies.
Yeah.
So not that this is a boy movie.
Smith.
Yeah, Kevin Smith showed everyone that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he did. He showed everyone that. Not that this is a boy movie per se, but she's surrounded by dudes. The whole fucking cast is dudes. So like, she plays well with boys. So I had to give her that credit. But the two leads and Ralph Fiennes, they really...
I guess three leads.
Yeah, he's
Zach Galifianakis and Will Arnett are really the main two.
They are the main two. And Michael Cera. And, like, Alfred's in the whole damn movie.
He's
in the whole fucking thing. So
he is, yeah.
Yeah, so all of them, all the players.
I really miss the 60s.
I really miss, of course. But if I had to pick one, I'm going Michael Cera.
Yeah.
Peak season. I kind of... First, I was thinking nobody. But then I did say Will Arnett.
I don't know. You got to see him in Arrested Development. You see him as Joe.
This is a big movie.
I know this is a big movie, but like no one really knew who he was before Arrested Development. And the way that he is in this film is basically Joe from Arrested Development.
Okay.
You know, and obviously his big season might also be like Reese's commercials.
Oh, yeah. He is like, a lot of good commercials.
Or like Ram Trucks commercials because he does all those voiceovers.
Yeah.
And also, he was in the Bob Odenkirk directed film "Let's Go to Prison."
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, Bob Odenkirk directed like two or three movies.
Directed a movie called "Let's Go."
Yeah, Melvin Goes to Dinner was his first film.
I've heard of Melvin Goes to Dinner. Yeah. I never saw it.
It's a pretty good independent film.
All right.
And "Let's Go to Prison" and "The Brothers Solomon." He was also in, directed by Bob Odenkirk. MacGruber, Will Forte.
Okay, I remember MacGruber.
I think Will Forte wrote that.
Isn't
the movie,
Chris,
the
Kristen Wiig's in that, right?
Yeah, and Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah,
they did a series last year on Peacock. Like
it was actually kind of funny. It was dumb funny.
Yeah, like the fact that Will Forte can say that shit with a straight face is amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah. So all right, it might be no one then.
I mean,
I still might give it to Will Arnett, but it might be no one.
Well, yeah, because Ralph Fiennes.
Ralph Fiennes, this is definitely not his.
Yeah.
Neither Michael Cera nor Rosario nor Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah,
all amazing.
Everyone is great in it. But yeah,
they've all topped this for sure.
Yeah.
This is, for sure. Best quotes. All right.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to throw some in.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll have some I don't have.
Yeah.
You got to start right off the gate. Black.
Yeah.
All important movies start with a black screen. DC, the house that Batman built.
Come at me, bro.
I'm a loser. What is it? I'm a loser at home and I'm a loser at work.
Oh, yeah. Rock, paper, scissors. You always choose paper.
Yeah, I'm a loser at home and I'm a loser at work.
Yeah.
Always bet on black.
Yes.
You want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts. You gotta have that. You gotta have that. Any Batman movie. I'm fighting a few different people. I fight around. You're the best, Batman. I'm super humble. Tuxedo dress up party.
Oh, wait. Really quick. Another really quick. Great. I can't even talk. Great dude, quote.
We're both fucking up today.
When that one guy's like, Batman, I love you more than my kids. And the guy, and Batman's like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. There's so many little lines that yes. like, even like the side people say that's yes. funny. It's that your cow, your armored face disguise. All the kids at the orphanage call me Dick. Well, children can be cruel.
Yeah.
You looking for a base model orphan, or you want an upgraded model?
Yeah.
I was like, this fucking guy. I want to hear all 4 points. He has aged phenomenally.
Yeah.
You can spend some quality time with your family, my sad.
Oh, yeah.
Family. You said that out loud.
Oh, yeah.
But he said, putter, nothing. Wow. Stairs.
Oh, yeah.
when Robin first gets to the house,
yeah.
Stairs.
Yes.
You've been watching way too many Lifetime movies and drinking Chardonnays. It's Pinot Grigio.
Yeah. He's like, whatever.
Yeah. Does Batman live in Bruce Wayne's basement? No, Bruce Wayne lives in Batman's attic. Don't look at or touch or do anything for the remainder. You are in my presence. Are we sure Gandhi said that? I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. about the wrong right.
About the wrong right. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Dress-up parties are for grown-ups only. Now I'm free. Now I'm moving. Come on, Batman. Let's get grooving.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My Jesus. How dare you tell me how to parent my kid I just met?
Yeah.
When they, how'd I do, Dad? Mediocre, but don't call me Dad. Okay, Papa. Papa falls in a dad category. There must have been some mistake with the emails. Tweet, oh, tweet, yeah. On the street. And then I fly, Robin, fly. For a brief moment, I swore I could have felt something.
Yeah.
I think, I didn't write this down, but I think she said, what you're feeling is pride.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think what she said. I'm down to stop that clown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Bruce man. Me too. You can't be a hero when you only care about yourself.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that Bruce Wayne is Batman's roommate? Yeah. I'm rubbing my butt all over your stuff. We'll call this the Buttmobile. Batman, I really don't need you to finish my sentences.
Oh, yeah. Cause he's getting, yeah, because he's like, sandwiches.
Sandwiches, yeah.
And he says like a couple other S things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Autopilot. That's just a rope. How many times I got to tell you, Batman works alone. Listen, Batman, I hate you. Now you say it. Me too. You were right, Barbara. It takes a village, not a Batman. That was a good line. If you call me Batgirl, you can call me. You can call me Batgirl if I can call you Batboy. If there's no Gotham, then I'll never get to fight you again.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's how he gets the Joker to help.
That's how he gets him to help, yeah.
Yeah.
If you help me save Gotham, you'll be saving us. Very. Very line stuffy.
Yeah.
Too much flab, not enough abs.
Oh, yeah. How are your abs?
Call me dads. Because it's both of them.
Yeah.
My platonic coworker buddy, who's a girl but just a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have one more. All good movies end with a white screen.
Oh, yeah.
I know you got some on this.
You're the reason why I get up at 4 in the afternoon and pump iron until my chest is positively sick. It's
positively sick.
Okay, Robin. Together, we're going to punch these guys so hard, words describing the impact are going to spontaneously materialize out of thin air.
Out of my PS.
Yes. Engine one down. Not a big deal. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Engine two down. It does that sometimes. We've lost engine three. Oh, we can
live. Oh, we can live without it.
Yep. Engine four. I do need to fix that.
Yep.
Oh my God. I love this because it references, let's go back to one of our early episodes. Gotham Tower. This is MacGuffin Airlines.
MacGuffin Airlines.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Yeah. I was like, wow, MacGuffin.
That's Warner.
Well, I don't know. Did Warner do Hitchcock films? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
But MacGuffin is always a Hitchcock.
Yeah, it's always Hitchcock. I don't remember.
Yeah. So let's go back to our Hitchcock episode, everybody.
Classics.
Everybody. I got vertigo.
No, it's classic.
here we go. And rounding out the evil all-stars, Wicked Witch, Medusa, and British Robots.
Yep.
Exterminate. Ask your nerd friends.
Ask your nerd friends, yep.
Let's see here. Oh, Alfred, ha, you just got Union Jacked.
That's funny as shit.
Oh, here it is. Hey, I was thinking, if I'm going to be a superhero and go on awesome superhero missions like this one, can we use code names? Mine can be Robin.
Yep.
I'm sorry, say that again. Robin, as in small, Midwestern, frail bird.
Frail bird.
Yeah, and I already have a catchphrase. Tweet, tweet on the street.
Tweet, tweet on the street.
Hard pass. Hard pass. And a song. Fly, Robin, fly. Harder pass.
Hard pass. Yeah,
that's so funny. And this is from Batman's song, who never skips leg day.
Oh, he never skips leg day. He never skips.
Batman. Who always pays their taxes. Not Batman.
Not Batman.
Oh, I like when all the villains get boxed up and the Riddler's like, riddle me this. What just happened? even he doesn't know.
No, he doesn't.
Let's see here. Killer Croc arming a bomb. I did something.
I did something.
When they're walking up the steps and he's teaming up with like Babs and Alfred and Robin, and they suggest, because the criminals are like, because they're in Arkham, and they're like, hey, we can help too. And he's like, what am I going to do? Get a bunch of criminals together to fight the criminals? That's a stupid
idea. That's funny shit, yeah.
Why did you build this thing with only one seat? Because last I checked, I only had one butt. What is the password?
Iron Man sucks. Yeah. Iron Man sucks.
Man. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Here's that. I do like when he says this. So I'm just going to expand upon what you had already said. We're going to steal the Phantom Zone projector from Superman. Steal? Yeah, we have to right a wrong. And sometimes in order to right a wrong, you have to do a wrong right. Gandhi said that. Are we sure Gandhi said that? I'm paraphrasing. hold on here. Oh, yeah, always bet on black. You already said that. I'm sorry.
No.
There's so many.
That's what there's a lot.
Oh, I like when King Kong actually said this. Building survey, this building's not up to code.
This building's not up to code, yes.
As he's destroying the building there is. Yeah. Oh my God, Bane is feeling warm and fuzzy. Oh my God. Yeah, there's just so many.
There's a ton.
Yeah, so.
We're going to basically quote the whole damn film.
Woohoo! A month ago, I had no dads. Then I had one dad. Now I have two dads, and one of them is Batman. Yeah. It's raining dads.
Raining dads. Oh my God. It's raining dads. That's funny shit.
Oh my God.
Damn, I forgot about that one. I should have had that one. That's funny.
How about when he kicks Alfred? He's Alfred. I'm so sorry. I have incredible reflexes. I should have known better than to sneak up on you, Master Bruce.
Master Bruce, yeah.
I have incredible reflexes.
Incredible reflexes. This guy's ridiculous. He's fucking ridiculous, man. When you go through all the shitty scenes, it's like...
Batman's life lesson number two. Vigilantes don't have bedtimes.
Yep. They don't have bedtimes.
Yes. So what's the vigilante policy on cookies?
Unlimited. He holds up the two cookies. That shit's fun. Unlimited.
Now, here we go. After the music and everything. Wow, that was fun. Really hope nobody was recording that. Let me see. Oh, this thing is on. This thing is recording.
Yep. <Get down. laughs>
All right. All right. I'll be done now.
All right.
Because, God, there's too many.
That's what I do. You go on all day.
Yeah, you could just do the whole damn movie.
It's a collection of one-liners.
Yeah. You know,
it's a bunch of one-liners.
Yeah.
So it's literally all the one-liners you see in Marvel and DC movies, and the whole thing is,
yeah.
You know.
I do love Harvard for Police, though. Because for some reason, she went to Harvard for Police.
Yeah. It's the best cop school you can go to.
Yeah, it is.
All right, what's age the best?
Statistics. Oh, what's age the best?
I said everything.
Yeah, honestly, like nothing has aged poorly.
And I said, what's age the worst? I said nothing.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Because even the animation is still good.
It looks good. It looks how it's, that's like kind of Lego's signature
yeah,
look.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not it terrible.
Like that.
Yeah. It reminded me of playing like Lego Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the it's other like Lego
video games. Yeah. Or even just watching Lego Star Wars.
Yeah.
Some of that shit is funny as hell. All right, most rewatchable scenes.
Oh, my God. Probably everything
the
we just...
The whole damn thing. I said the opening scene with the Joker.
Yes.
When he's chilling in the Batcave alone watching Jerry Maguire.
Yes.
I said when he goes to Joe's retirement party.
Yes.
One is the loneliest number montage.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
I didn't mention that. We're talking about.
Yes.
When Robin moves in. When Batman... I skipped one. When they go to Superman's house.
Yes.
When the villains take over Gotham. When Batman is fixing the plane as they fly it.
Yes.
When Sauron dies.
When Batman, my eye.
My eye. When Batman comes back to save the homies and he's trying to apologize.
Yes.
I say when he gets the Joker to help him. And then the basically the final speech to the end.
Yes, yeah.
Basically the whole damn film.
Yeah, pretty much. Because like, and any scene with Will Arnett.
Yeah.
Because he just gonna say crazy shit.
Yeah, he's pretty much, and he's in every damn scene for the most part. It's probably 7 minutes he might not be on screen total.
And in Teen Titans Go to the Movies, he is Slade.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, man. Yeah, he'll get his voice work on. All right, best characters. I have Batman, Robin, Batgirl, Alfred, Joker, Sauron, Harley Quinn, and Lord Voldemort.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, I like Bane, though, just because I love...
Oh, Bane was good, too.
Have you ever watched the Harley Quinn cartoon?
No.
Oh, because the Harley Quinn cartoon is actually really good.
I'm sure it is.
They just ended their 5th season.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
They still going.
And Bane has, like, that voice in the cartoon. And it's just great knowing that, like, people love, like, Tom Hardy's version of Bane.
Bane is Bane.
Yeah.
Worst characters. I have Batman and all the villains.
Yes. Well, does that include Joker? Okay.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're the bad guys.
Yeah, they are.
I liked them, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're all kind of adorable because they're Legos.
Yeah,
because
they're Legos. That's not like a giant Lego Sauron's fun.
Yeah.
Seeing it in Mordor is not.
Even like Clayface. Clayface getting like frozen when he's trying to do something. Like,
everything's funny, so it's hard to hate it.
Yeah.
So. I had no nitpicks. You got me?
Honestly, no. And this is like the third time I've watched it in like a week.
Yeah, and you're like, I still can't find it.
No, not at all.
Like, usually they jump out at you the first time. So if you don't find it on one.
And because my one nitpick was probably just the showing the live action 66. Yeah, but then when we talked about
thing.
It.
Yeah. I couldn't get the rights or whatever.
Yeah, so. Like they could show the actual dancing, they just couldn't do it in Lego form. Whereas every other version of Batman is owned by Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. Even though they do show one still of like the 1943 movie serial version of Batman, I think that was Columbia Pictures, but at this point Warner Brothers might own that anyway.
So crazy.
That's the nerd in me.
That is the nerd. That's a lot in you.
Ask
your nerd friends. See? Yeah, and that's true. If I need to know something about a superhero, I ask you.
That's true.
So, you ask your nerd friends. All right. Recast and couch.
All right.
Fun one.
All yes.
Right. Batman. Who did you pick?
Alec Baldwin.
Damn, man.
Best voice.
Damn, that's good.
Bam. Bam!
You won that one. That one. He got that one.
Bam!
All right, I had Glenn Powell, but you win that one.
Yeah, bam! That one.
Robin.
Now, I kind of had a theme after I thought of Alec Baldwin.
Was he just go arrested or 30 Rock?
Yeah, Jack McBrayer, the guy who was
I don't know who he is.
He was the The Page, Kenneth, The Page. If you've ever seen 30 Rock.
Bro, I haven't seen that show enough to know.
Okay.
I'd have to listen to his voice.
Yeah. He usually has kind of like a southern accent, but I'm sure he could change it.
All right. I went with Tom Holland just because he's.
I thought of that too. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. I mean, he's. But him and Michael Cera, the same type of dude.
Yeah. And he has that kind of voice.
But a soft little. Yeah. I'm thinking about Mr. Stark, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like, so yeah, I Tom Holland.
I like Tommy. I mean, shit. Just somebody with, they just gotta have a kid soundy voice.
Yeah.
Batgirl, I had two. Who'd you have?
I had Tina Fey.
That's pretty good. If you're 30 Rock.
Yeah, because I think, because Alec Baldwin can bring that gravitas to the character of Batman, but still be funny.
Yeah.
And I think Tina Fey, because remember, she was like the Lois Lane woman in Mastermind. Or Megamind. Yeah, she was.
I mean, That's the one role where it's like, it doesn't need to be, whoever plays it, you know, because I went with sexy voices. I went with Scarlett Jo and Florence Pugh.
Oh, Florence Pugh would be great.
She was. She's a good voice actor.
Yeah.
All her voice works thus far is great. But Tina Fey would be good too. So, I mean, if you want to, we can go with Tina Fey and keep her with Alec.
Because I was thinking about like how some of the lines could be delivered.
Mm-hmm. But she is funny.
Yeah.
So she definitely comes from a more comedic background than those two. And this is a comedy. So Tina Fey could work. Alfred.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Nice. Yeah. Or I had Colin Firth as an alternate.
Oh, Colin Firth would be good. Yeah, I had
an alternate. But I had Benedict. That's so funny. Yeah. Because there was a bunch of British dudes. I was like, you could go with a lot of dudes.
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. I was like, you go Gary Oldman to bring him back in. I was like, if Michael Caine will come out. No, he just died.
Michael Caine, right?
He's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he will come out of retirement, he would have been good. He already done it, you know what I mean? So, but I was like, I feel like Cumberbatch for this generation
would be perfect.
So that's funny. All right, Joker.
I had two.
All right.
I was thinking.
It was hard, man.
Because of like the 30 Rock thing, I was like, Tracy Morgan might be great, right?
That would be funny. Yeah, I actually love it.
Because he would put his own crazy spin on it.
That actually be funny as shit.
But I also thought, believe it or not, and don't hate me, Carrot Top.
Oh, people love that dude.
But if you think about Carrot Top's voice.
I'm trying to think of the last time I heard him actually speak.
Yeah, because Carrot Top's voice, I think he'd be perfect for it.
He probably would. And because of that kind of energy, too.
And because of all the plastic surgery, he kind of looks like the Joker now.
Freaky.
Him and Judith Myers.
He does look like a clown, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was like, oh, his voice would be perfect.
His voice probably would be good. I got a list. I haven't heard his voice in a while, but I know it's a weird, distinct voice. So that's a good pick. I was struggling with it. I went with Tarantino.
Like, you know what? Tarantino would be good.
Like, His voice would be good.
Yeah.
It's villainous.
Yeah.
But it's funny villainous.
It's like, yeah, I hate you.
Yeah, yes. It's like funny villainous. That's what I was like. Tarantino would be good for a kid's version of.
Yeah, Joker. Because he would be like a more matter of fact Joker.
Yes. But,
yes.
But I do like Tracy Morgan, though.
I know.
For something different. Because he is funny as shit.
And he would go off script.
He would. And he would be funny. He would be funny. So I'm like, Carrot Top probably be in two. Any of those three, I would go with. But definitely Alec Baldwin for that.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
That's what I realized. I'm like, holy shit, he's the perfect voice.
Because I was like.
Because remember I was talking about Dietrich Bader, who already voiced Batman in Batman Brave and the Bold, because he has that deep Batman voice. But then it hit me watching it yesterday. I was like, Alec Baldwin.
As much as I love Will Arnett, I kind of wish it was Alec Baldwin in the original. Shit.
Believe it or not. If you watch 30 Rock, in the second season, Will Arnett plays Alec Baldwin's nemesis.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, because they're both vying for the same job.
That's funny, man. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, Tina is Batgirl, Tom is Robin, Benedict is Alfred, and Joker. I say either Tracy Morgan or Tarantino.
Honestly, either one, we would have to... Screen test both of them.
Yeah.
Because they both have...
They would bring both two different energies to it.
Yes,
but they would both be funny.
Yes. Now, director.
Dude, I went with the dudes who did Spider-Man, Into Spider-Verse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I know those movies. I mean, those movies are funny, but they're not funny like this. But like, I just think they
wait. Which ones? You said Into.
The Miles Morales.
Yeah, but different guys directed Across.
Did they really? It wasn't the same dudes?
No.
I actually want Into then.
Okay.
It's a little more lighthearted.
Yeah.
So I like the approach those guys took to Into.
And by the way, I don't know if you saw it. June 4th, 2027, Beyond.
27?
Yes. So 2 years.
I'll be dead by then. What the fuck?
I'm sorry. Bro. Speaking of Spider-Verse, but we're going
to get... Seven. We were supposed to be looking at 25, dude.
Dude, we were supposed to be looking at 24 originally.
We're supposed to be like, what, 6 months apart or something?
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
27. Shoot me in the fucking face. Because I'll probably be dead before this movie comes out. What the hell?
And next year will be another Tom Holland Spider-Man movie. Spider-Man Brand New Day.
We
need Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I'm right like, now. We don't need that.
I know.
Is Zendaya supposed to come in it? Be in it?
I think. I want to say Anya Taylor-Joy is going to be in it.
That's crazy because they're still together. And she's I'm not doing this shit.
Now here's the weird thing.
ATJ.
I may have read that on April 1st. So like,
I hope that could have been April Fool's thing. Because ATJ is above that role.
Because I think I heard Sadie Sink from Stranger Things.
That would be a better pick.
Yeah.
That would be a better pick.
Yeah.
Both of them, ATJ and Zendaya, they're above playing MJ.
Because just for anyone listening, it is April 3rd today.
Yeah.
So anything I read over the past couple days could have been an April Fool's joke. Yeah,
I'm hoping that was a lot.
Yeah, I said Brad Bird, who did Incredibles.
That's great. Yeah, he did Incredibles and fucking
Incredibles.
He did Iron Giant. But did Brad Bird do Ratatouille?
Yeah, he did Ratatouille. Yeah.
You know that's one of my favorite Pixar's. Yeah,
yeah.
He did a lot of good shit.
Yeah, he has. Ghost Protocol.
Who did Up?
I think that was Proctor.
Pete Proctor.
Pete Proctor?
Or Doctor?
Pete Doctor, yeah.
Proctor?
Yeah. Pete Doctor. I just combined his name.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
like,
I think that was.
They're like the two Pixar like kings.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
They did Inside Out and The Incredibles. They did a lot. And Pete Doctor did Monsters, Inc. too, right?
I believe he did, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Them two, fuck.
Yeah, because once they got rid of John Lasseter for like whatever.
Yeah, why did they?
I think, you know, the Me Too movement.
Oh, I didn't know he was in.
I believe. Don't quote me, but I believe.
Because he did what? Like Toy Stories. And did he do something outside of Toy Story?
Probably. I mean.
Did he do Bugs Life?
And probably.
I think he did Bugs Life.
All their early stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even like the early shorts that got them.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
Because Bird and Doctor.
Yeah, they're the guys.
Stupid, bro. They were stupid. After like. Dude, just to say I directed Iron Giant, The Incredibles, and Ratatouille, you can say you did them three movies. You're a fucking legend already.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And then think about it. Even after that, he did
Mission
Impossible.
Live action.
He did Tomorrowland with Clooney.
That's a good one, too.
That is actually a great film.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
And Incredibles, too.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah.
Shit. He's a real beast. He was like, I can do whatever.
And he used to direct on The Simpsons in the first season.
Damn.
And he used to direct, there was a show in the 80s called Amazing Stories that Steven Spielberg produced. There was an episode that was animated. It was called Family Dog. It designed by Tim Burton.
Wow.
And I believe Brad Bird, it became its own TV show for like one season. I think he directed on that also.
I feel like directing animation is hard as fuck.
I don't know if it's still this way, but back in like Looney Tunes times, I know like the director and the writer were, and you know, Looney Tunes are only like 7 to 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They would get together, like write the story and pretty much storyboard it. And then animators would just animate whatever they like storyboard in that director's art style.
That makes a lot of sense. Because I'm like, I don't know how these fucking animation directors do this.
Especially now, like, think about, like, doing, like, a movie. Like, how do you, because there's so many different units working on it.
Moving pieces.
Yeah.
And with animation, you got behind the scenes guys doing shit you got to deal with. And
a lot of it now is on computers, I would assume, because back then, like, with the Looney Tunes stuff, That was hand drawn.
This shit. They're all on a big ass table, like drawing crazy, like shut the fuck up.
And Hanna-Barbera, if you think about when they after they stopped doing Tom and Jerry in like 55, 56, in 57 they started their like TV animation stuff. They would do shows in like a week, but there was limited animation then.
Animation, yeah, you have all the shit you got now.
Yeah, and after a while, it's like, oh, we just have to animate an arm or a mouth.
Yep.
So, you know, let's do that. And they would pump stuff out like it was nothing.
Nice.
But they had, you know, experts at that point.
That it was just cut and paste for pretty much for a lot of it.
Yeah, like an assembly line. And they would reuse.
You know how to draw this dude.
Yeah.
You know how to do that. Just plug and go. And,
And reuse the same backgrounds.
It's so simple. It's just the story's got to be good after a while.
After
a while, you're not worried about the animation, worried about the story. So
yeah, they had a lot of Looney Tunes writers with like their Yogi Bear and Huckleberry Hound and stuff. A picnic and basket. Mr. Ranger.
Sir. Shit, I would go for a picnic basket too. Unanswerable questions.
Yeah, I wonder if...
Did the family stay together?
Well, I don't know if it's that or did crime fall on Gotham? Fall?
No, it's Gotham.
No, but like once he had finally teamed up, I wonder if crime...
Never.
Never? Okay. Never.
Gotham, they got crime from jokers down to muggers.
That's
and the muggers still broke.
Yeah, that's so true, yeah.
I'm like, bro, you got a lot of, like, I feel like every third person's a criminal.
It might be half.
Gotham literally could be 66% criminals. So.
Although this is the brightest Batman movie other than the one from 66.
Because it's actually, you know, it's animated, so it has to be bright. That's the only reason, or else this thing would have had that nice gray Gotham filter.
It's definitely not Matt Reeves.
It's not Matt Reeves, but although that is stylistically probably my favorite look to a Batman.
Yeah, and look, Pattinson's still incredible.
Dude, I can't wait for the next Matt Reeves. When we get in that 2047?
I think the same year as Spider-Verse.
We're heroed up that year, huh?
Yeah.
All right. If we're alive, if I'm alive.
We will be alive. Even if we're heads in jars.
Plug me up to something so I can see that, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Prop you want from the movie. It's obviously going to be something Lego.
It would have to be.
So I want the Batmobile.
Oh, yeah. What did he call it, though? He didn't call it the Batmobile. He called it something else.
I forgot.
Yeah. That was a kick-ass ride.
I'll take all of them as little toys.
I want that. It was like whatever limousine Alfred was driving.
Because that
was a huge limo.
It was long.
It was called like the Waynemobile. I think it said on the license plate.
I'll take it all. Sure.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's the film. So easy grade. I think this one's a simple A.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah,
it's an A, no question.
Yeah, I mean, what else could it be?
I loved it. I was dying. I knew I was gonna love it, but I was fucking cracking up. If you're a Batman fan, you can't not like it.
No,
like if you don't like Batman, then you're not gonna like it. But if you like Batman, you cannot like it.
And there are people out there that don't like Batman. I hate to say it.
You know, I liked him a lot as a kid, and then as a teen, I got real into other heroes, so they kind of fell to the wayside. But then back then, when I got like in my 20s, I started liking them again.
Well, Batman is kind of like a gateway drug, is Superman.
He's definitely a gateway drug.
because then you find out that like there are other heroes.
Yeah. And they're all like kind of connected in some weird ways.
Yes.
They pop up in each other's world.
Yes.
So it's nice when you're reading some randos comics, and one of your favorite stars pops up and it's like, what's up? Hey, you know me through this weird way.
Yeah.
And only
nerds
like you are going to be able to tell me how. So.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so what do you give it, an A?
Yes, definitely an A. I'd say like a 94, 95.
That's what I was at, 94, 5, solid. You passed the test, no problems. All right, so we discussed a couple things. We talked about looking at worst movies all the time.
Yes.
But then there was a movie we talked about doing, though.
Igby Goes Down.
That's
what it was. Do you want to do that
first?
And then we'll do the legendary Stone Age.
Stone Age, yeah.
Stone Age. I know. I know you're excited. I can see it on your face.
So hype.
I know.
I love watching terrible films. You know, real quick.
Yeah.
I watched a great terrible film last week.
Did you?
Hard Target.
Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Dude,
his, absolutely awful, but in the best way possible.
His movies, God, his 90s films, like, okay, it is here. Good. I was just double checking. His, you know, after Bloodsport was like his first real film.
Off, yeah.
But then Kickboxer.
Kickboxer, yes, yeah, I have.
I think Kickboxer and Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Were like the ones that like made him. And then Hard Target, was that John Woo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Was that the one with the hockey game? No, maybe not.
That's the one where it's the hunting game where the rich dudes are hunting the poor homeless dudes.
Okay.
And trying to kill them.
That actually sounds like there was an 80s film. Okay. I don't know if you've ever seen American Ninja.
Yeah.
You've
great
seen
film.
With Michael Dudikoff from Bachelor Party.
Yeah,
his one friend. Yeah. And Steve James.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. American Ninja was good.
Dude, I love that fucking movie. Yeah, And the general's daughter was in Weird Science.
Weird Science,
yeah. Sure. So Michael Dudikoff was in another film called Avenging Force.
I've never seen that one.
Which is kind of the same plot as Hard Target.
Okay.
It's about, you know, rich guys like hunting other guys.
Other guys.
Yeah.
Hard Target.
I can't believe you've seen American Ninja.
Yeah, bro.
That's a great movie.
That was one of my uncle's favorite movies.
Yeah. Did you ever see American Ninja 2?
I didn't. It's probably bad.
Or American Ninja 3?
There's a third one.
Or American Ninja 4?
How many did they make?
They may have made 5.
Jesus, I only saw the first one.
Because I think after a while, this guy, David Bradley, replaced Michael Dudikoff.
Damn.
Yeah.
American Ninja 4.
Dude, American Ninja was shit. For being like 1986.
Yep. We watched American Ninja and Last Dragon.
Oh my God, Last Dragon.
Yeah, that's not a good one. Let's watch them.
Show enough.
Show enough. Oh my God. He is the worst. I would have whooped his ass. He was all sweaty and greasy. He looked like he was 47.
Yes,
I'm like, bro.
He did.
I'm like, Bruce Leroy is like 16, bro. Like, what do you mean?
We might have to do Last Dragon.
We might have to do Last Dragon at some point.
I haven't seen that in a long time, man.
I watched it probably like within the last 3 years. I think I have it on Blu-ray, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
I'll have to look.
That is a great movie, though.
It's a great movie, dude. And the chick, he's...
Vanity.
She was nice. But yeah, so all right. So Igby goes down, Kieran Culkin. We're kind of on a Culkin kick, too.
Yeah, it's like...
Michael Cera and Culkin.
It's a Scott Pilgrim adjacent.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, bet. Igby goes down, so...
All right.
That's what's next, guys. I am Dom.
I am Jamie.
It's Cover and Floor.